The majority of Ukrainians in all regions of the country believe that any territorial concessions to achieve peace in Ukraine are unacceptable. This is evidenced by the results of the survey conducted by the Kyiv International Institute of Sociology, KIS. For 82% of respondents, any territorial concessions are unacceptable. Only 10% believe that it is possible to give up some territories to achieve peace and preserve independence, sociologists note. Moreover, according to the survey results, 42% of respondents believe that now it may be acceptable to obtain security guarantees from such countries as the United States, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, and others instead of NATO. At the same time, 39% of respondents continue to insist that only joining NATO can guarantee Ukraine security and, therefore, this plan cannot be abandoned. 19% of respondents are undecided on this issue or do not agree with any option. Meanwhile, the Office of the President of Ukraine criticized some participants in the World Economic Forum in Davos for speaking on the sidelines that it's time to stop shooting and return to business with Russia. There is a talk on WEF sidelines, whether it is time for a ceasefire, to agree with the Kremlin and return to business with Russia. A new blindness virus? Ukraine does not trade its sovereignty for someone to fill their wallet, Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the head of the president's office, posted on Twitter. Weapons, money, and embargo are the shortest way to end the war, he added. Bohdan Marushiak.